This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that song. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for all those that are tuning in on social media. We're on Facebook, TikTok, and all over the place. We want to thank the Lord for this message that He has given us and this series that we are in called Armor Up. And we're going to jump right into it because we got a lot to cover today. The first thing I want you to do is make sure that you get a notebook and a pen and a paper, because I'm going to give you what thus saith the Lord, not what I say. What I say won't help you, but what He says will change your life. Now we're going to pick it up in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 14 to 15. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. And it reads this way: Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And we thank you for this day. Lord, we ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. And Father, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see me, but they see thee. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we said, we are in our series, Armor Up. Last week we talked about verse 14. Today we are on verse 15. But I want to look at verse 14 that we covered last week really quick, just to give those an introduction who missed it last week. Verse 14 starts with the word stand. I'm telling you that's important. Because many a time God's people are not standing. They are sitting on the sideline. This standing is so important because it shows us not our strength, but His strength. If you read Ephesians chapter 6, you'll see it says, in the power of His might. We need to always do things in His power. We will not be able to stand if we are not in His strength. So He starts off with saying, stand. And I want you to understand the very first piece of the armor that we talked about last week. Listen to this. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now I want to stop right there because it's important. Your loins are your important section of your body into your soul. So He says He wants that girded. That means guarded. But look what He says guarded with. He says guarded with truth. If you didn't know, Jesus Christ is truth. If you didn't know, everything is built upon truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It all starts with truth. Everything hinges on truth. And I'm telling you today that truth is Jesus Christ. You must have truth. And it says girt. I love that. That means it's fastened. It has you totally covered. Normally in the old Roman days, they had their loins was girt with a belt that fastened everything together. No wonder He says your loins are girt with truth. He is using a physical representation to make a spiritual act.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.